T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Feel the passion. Feel the intensity. Feel the fun because it won't hurt your brain. It's Dumb Debates with Elizabeth and Radar.
We're talking parking etiquette at a party. Over the weekend, we were at a friend's house for a party, and this is their big holiday party. Probably about 50 people show up. I mean, it's a big, big, full, packed house. And we were all in the front room watching the Badger game when it was still good, first half. And we saw people kind of pulling up and parking because, you know, it's dark outside, so you can see the lights. And all of a sudden, these lights kind of like shined right into the house and then turned. And then we noticed that our friend Chuck and Nicole pulled into the driveway.
Uber?
Which we thought they were like dropping him off. Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. That's what I would think.
And then one of our friends commented, is Chuck really parking in the driveway? No one parks in the driveway at a party. You park on the street.
You do.
Yeah. Because you don't want to park someone else in.
No, but not only that, but you have the host of the party. I mean, obviously,
it's their garage,
their driveway, if they need to leave whatever.
Yes, exactly. So he walks in, and everyone started giving him crap for parking in the driveway. And he's like, what? I know that the hosts aren't going anywhere. Which they weren't. And if they were, right, they were going to have to get an Uber. Let's just say that. Because they were really enjoying themselves at their party. And it turned into this kind of debate at the party. And I said, we need to talk about this on the show on Monday. Because I want to know what the majority of listeners really do think. Is it rude to park in someone else's driveway? The host's driveway?
I will say that. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Thanks for having us on today. And this is a debate that you probably went through at a party, like Elizabeth is saying.
Where do you park?
To somebody's house. I would park on the street. Matter of fact, I even park down the street just so I don't get like parallel parked in or anything.
I always need an exit. I need to be able to leave. I don't want to be stuck somewhere. I want to be able to get out.
What you're supposed to do.
You're shaking your head.
I'm with Chuck on this. I think, like you said, the hosts aren't leaving. If you're going to go into a driveway, just be the last car in the driveway. Or are they going to, you know, I don't want to park like a mile away or blocks away to have to walk to this party, right?
Party, you would have
especially when a lot of cars are lined up down the street. Take that easy spot right there. It's like the loophole almost, the secret spot.
Producer Dave likes being lazy. He likes to just pull right up.
It's not lazy, it's
convenient. You know what? If you were at this party over the weekend, you probably would have parked on the lawn just to be close to the door.
Probably.
Convenient.
I for sure wouldn't have parked anyone in then.
No one's getting parked in except for an inflatable at this house.
Because exactly.
It was a holiday party. What do you think? 414-799-1099. Parking etiquette at a party. Do you park in the host's driveway when you go to their house for a party?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.